Today we're going to read from Mark chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. Mark 8, verse 1. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from far away. And his disciples answered him, How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? He asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, Seven. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied, and they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away, and immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went away to the district of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation. And he left them, got into the boat again, and went to the other side. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only 1 loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, Watch out, beware the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? They said to him, 12. And the 7 for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of broken pieces did you take up? And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, Do you not yet understand? I think that the disciples of Jesus sometimes suffered from the problem that you and I can have today, and that you can't see the forest for the trees. You're so mired in the daily things and the things that are right in front of you demanding your attention that you neglect to step back and see a bigger picture. I think maybe that's what's happening with the disciples here, because they've already seen him feeding people with very little. They've seen him accomplish the most amazing things that any person could see with their eyes and witness, and yet they're still struggling to have faith in him. After having seen him feed large crowds before, when he says that he has compassion on the crowd because they don't have anything to eat, you would think they would immediately decide, well, we've got a little bit here. You can do what you did before, correct? You know, maybe they're just scared to put forth such a supposition. I don't know, but I think that they're just having trouble seeing the big picture. They're getting too mired down. And of course, he does feed all the people. And of course, the first feeding, they had 12 baskets. 12 is an important number. You had the 12 tribes of Israel. You had the 12 apostles. Then this time they have 7 baskets full left. 7 is also a very significant number within the scriptures. You have the 7 days of creation. You have 7 being a complete number. It's the 7 days of the week that we go by. And so he's communicating these things by showing them. And he's expecting them to grow, and he's expecting them to, you know, dig a little bit deeper and go a little bit farther with their faith. And so after this, they go to the district here of Dalmanutha, or you might have in your version Magadan or Magdala. Those are all variations of what's put here. And then the Pharisees come seeking a sign from heaven to test him. Okay, so the Pharisees probably weren't in those groups that he fed, but they've been around and they've heard of a lot of amazing things, and yet they're still asking for a sign, and they're not asking because they're being genuine. Look at verse 12 again. He sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? He knows the answer to that question. It's because they're hard-hearted and they're just trying to test him. And so he says, No sign's going to be given. And he leaves them and goes to the other side. Jesus knew their hearts, and he knew they weren't seeking genuinely, so he wasn't going to reward their seeking. He wasn't going to play their game, I guess you could say. And so then, verse 14, there's two things combined. There's them forgetting to bring bread along with them. They only had one loaf. And he said, watch out, beware the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And of course he's talking about spiritually. We understand that. But again, another case in which I think that they can't see the forest for the trees. They can't see the bigger picture. All they're thinking about is, you know, how many bites would I get if we divide up this loaf? I don't know for sure that's what they're thinking, but that's the idea that I have from their misunderstandings. And so they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus knows this and asks them, you know, why are you talking about the fact that you don't have any bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand, or are your hearts hardened? The idea is, are your hearts already hardened like the Pharisees that are seeking a sign? Are you really only concerned with physical things? Verse 18, having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? Do you not remember? And he reminds them about the feeding of the 5,000 and the feeding of the 4,000. And he says, do you not yet understand? I mentioned to you that we can have the same problem that the disciples had. And that was that, you know, you get mired down in these daily things or mired down in dealing with what you've got to deal with, and you neglect other things. You neglect weightier matters, more important matters. And I know that we have stuff to do, and God knows that you have stuff to do. He knows that there are certain things that we have to get done in order to make our way through this pilgrimage that we have in this world. But at the same time, He expects us to balance things out. He still expects spiritual growth. He still expects us to nurture our faith. He still expects to love each other and to love our neighbor as ourself and to love God, putting Him first. He expects us to outdo one another in showing honor to each other. And so we have to be guarding ourselves against getting so mired down that we don't think past the moment that we're in right now. Don't think about the bread and how much I've got of it right now. Place your faith in God and realize the spiritual message that He communicates to us. You know, the Pharisees, they were always rationalizing, I'm assuming, and explaining away all the signs that they've seen so far just to say, well, you know, that's not convincing. Well, that doesn't really prove anything. I don't know what they discussed amongst each other, or if somebody asked them about it, how they explained it. But it's probably something along those ideas. They were being insincere. Again, the Pharisees had this big show of being religious, but it was an insincerity. It was, you know, whitewashed sepulchers. It was just hypocrisy. And so that frustrates Jesus. And that's the leaven that He's talking about, is that hypocrisy and that hardness of heart. They can talk about all the right things, but it doesn't do any good. And we can do the same thing. We can talk and say all the right things, but if our heart's not right, none of it does any good. That's kind of a scary thought, because it takes some courage to look in our heart and really be honest with ourselves about what's in there, about what we're really caring about. So these same things that frustrated Jesus then, I'd say they frustrate Jesus today. Insincerity, immaturity, hard-heartedness, blindness, being deaf to the words that He's giving us. You know, is my heart really in what I confess with my mouth? Am I backing up my faith with true action? I think we need to think about that today. We need to pray that we have pure motives in our search for truth and that we seek Him diligently so that we might be rewarded. Thank you for listening today, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.